Gary Lee with Ozark Radio Sports with senior Liberty Eagle Jarris Acklin, as the story broke last week or early this week with all these basketball games. Jarris, everything runs together on me. Yeah. But congratulations on your signing at Evangel.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, you know, it's for people that don't really understand, I mean, it's kind of a crazy thing to go through, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazier than I ever imagined, honestly.
Now, what was the final deciding factor for you to sign with Evangel?
Well, the other schools I was looking at just couldn't match their offer, and I think it's the best place to go spiritually with my life with God, and just I like staying close. I like my family, so I love having my family at the game, so I think that'd be the best option for
me. And, you know, I mean, there's other area athletes, Cole Orchard, of course.
Yeah.
You know, you've got so you got a big connection there.
Yeah, and I got tons of friends there. All when I went on my visit, all the guys was they quickly became family, honestly. Like,
and that's important, you know. I mean, that's number one in a team, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, for sure, yes sir.
So what kind of what kind of offense is it that they run? I mean, and how is it going to fit your skill set?
They run a pro-style offense, and I think I'll be good in that offense with, like, I'm a pocket passer, so I won't have to, I mean, I can make plays, but I won't have to make as many athletic plays, so I can just let the running back do the work, do my play action, and
well,
hit guys.
You would much rather sit in the pocket and just pick people apart.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, and, you know, I mean, you've had a whale of a career. I mean, almost 4,000 yards passing as a high school Liberty Eagle, you know, averaging almost 2,000 yards a year.
Yeah.
And you started three.
Yeah, for sure.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And had, 84 touchdowns?
Yeah, 84, yeah.
That's pretty awesome. I mean, what's that? Has it sunk in yet?
Not quite. Not really. I haven't really thought about it that much, but.
Do you kind of mention it to Jalen once in a while,
I always talk about my passing touchdowns. That's really the only stat I have above his. So.
Well,
8 interceptions, I beat him in interceptions.
Well, and attempts. I mean, you know, you threw the ball a lot. You threw it a lot, and, you know, anytime you throw the ball that much, there's going to be those INTs.
Yeah.
And there's going to be, you know, that's just part of the game. But the TDs far outweigh the interception.
Yeah.
Now, what is it that when will you report? When will you have to head up there?
I'll probably head in July, I think, mid-July.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we start working out and stuff.
So was Mom and Dad pretty happy about the decision?
Yeah, they're really excited. Really happy that where I decided to go.
Well, and the comfort of, you know, I mean, you're going to be an hour and a half away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, laundry.
Yeah.
You get hungry.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
That's always awesome. Well, are there any other buzzes of Liberty Eagles that might be possibly furthering their athletic career? Are you hearing any buzz around any of the other guys?
I think Zach wants to pursue his college basketball career, or his basketball career into college, so I don't really know where he wants to go. I know he wants to go to a tech school in Ohio, but it's just a matter of them responding to him and, like, talking to him about an offer and whatnot. So. But I know Weldon wants to play baseball in college, so.
Well, and this basketball season, you know, you guys are off, you know, you got a great record. 3-1 in the conference. Conference is not over yet. You're still in the hunt.
Yeah.
Can kind of control your own destiny, you know. But I mean, it goes by so fast.
Yeah, it's gone by so fast. Can't even feel like we played our first game a week ago or yesterday. It's crazy.
So now with, you know, it's senior night here at the gym tonight against Mountain Grove. And what advice or what words of wisdom as a senior Liberty Eagle do you have to all the future athletes that's coming up? You know, what words do you have for them to maybe hold on to?
I'd probably say don't let the pressure get to you. Like, it's just another game. Don't worry about what everyone else is saying. Everyone loses games. You just got to learn from it. And you got to work hard in the weight room. Definitely got to do that.
Yeah, live in the weight room, and it is. And, you know, you guys are, it's with the social media, you know, I mean, it's so different now from, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
Mm.
And there is, I think there is added pressure to that. Some of it is you know, fun and games and jokes, but still yet, you know, it kind of, it tugs at you, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Right on again, Jairus Ackland going to be headed to Evangel to play high school football. Jairus, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.